Beruchim Haboim, welcome everyone. We're about to begin Be'ezras Hashem together on Daf Yud Gimel Amid Aleph, four lines from the bottom from the two dots. At the end of last time, Ula taught us that a person should stay far and clear from the Arayos, Afilu Shum Kurva. And he said, just like the Nazir, we tell the Nazir, go away, circumvent, go around the vineyard as not to be enticed by the grapes, not to eat them, and not to then drink from them. So too when it comes to all arayos, one should stay far and clear. Yet the Gemara brought that Ula, when he would come back from the Beis HaMedrash, he kissed his sisters, to which we explained that Ula was unusual in the fact that he had no improper thoughts whatsoever, and therefore such a person, a tzaddik gomer like that, it was not also, but rather it was okay to do that. Now the Gemara explains, Tani debei Eliyahu, there was a teaching in the house of Eliyahu Navi, the Beis HaMedrash, Maise b'talmid echod, sheshona harbe. The following Maise took place about a Talmud who learned a lot of Mishnayis, v'kora harbe, a lot of Torah, v'shimesh talmidei chachamim harbe, and he learned a lot of the svaros of the talmidei chachamim by learning the Talmud, umeis b'chatzi yomov, and he died half of his lifetime, young. V'hoisa ishto noitalis tfilov, u'mechazrosom bebote knesios bebote midroshos. V'omra lehem, his wife took his tefillin and would go around to the Beis HaMedrash and the Beis HaKnesses. And she would say the following, k'siv ba'tar, it's written in the Torah, ki hu chayecho ve'orech yamecho. It is your life and the length of your days, referring to the Torah itself. Bali sheshona harbe, my husband, he learned a lot of Mishnayis, v'kara harbe, he learned a lot of Chumash. V'shimesh talmidei chachamim harbe, and he learned a lot of the svaros from the chachamim. The reasons behind the halachos, mipnei ma meis b'chatzi yomov, why did he die so young? V'lo haya odem machzira dovar, and nobody gave an answer to her. Pamachas nisa'ar rachti etzlo. Eliyahu Navi says, one time I visited her, v'hoisa mesicha kol oisa me'ura, and she told me all about what took place, that her husband passed away young. V'amarti lo biti b'mei nidusech mahu etzlech, in the time that you were a nida, what was your hanhaga together with him? Meaning the days that you were seeing Dam Nidus, how did you behave? Amrali chas v'sholim, afilu be'etz be'ketana lo noga bi. Even my little finger, he didn't even touch, which is aser when a woman is in Nida. Bimei levuneich mahu etzlech. What was the hanhaga when you were then after seeing blood, but still in your state of impurity, because you didn't yet go to the mikvah? In other words, a woman who's in nida after seeing blood must count seven nikim, and she's wearing levonim to make sure that no dam is coming out. So how was he noeg to you during that period of time? Ochal imi, he ate with me, v'shasa imi, and he drank with me. And she says over, v'yashin imi b'kiruv bosar, and he slept together with me in the same bed, b'kiruv bosar. V'lo also daito al dover acher, and he didn't even think about doing anything and having any relationships with me. V'amarti lo, and I said to her, boruch hamokoim shehargoy, blessed is HaKadosh Baruch Hu for killing him. Sheloi nasa ponim latoro, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't show favoritism for the Torah, that even a Talmid Chacham of his stature, who wasn't scrupulous, wasn't careful enough with this halacha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu then took his life. Now, by the way, what was his mistake? After all, a Talmid Chacham should know this halacha. So, min haTorah, during the Shiva, the time that a woman is seeing Dam, during her times of Nida, that itself is also midaraisa to have any contact with this woman, to be together with this woman. But once she was finished with seeing Dam, so they would be accustomed to first her being Toivel, and then counting Shiva Nikim, and then only afterwards being Toivel again to be with her husband. And since only Midrabanan was it a problem to be together with her in the same bed after she was Toivel the first time, so therefore he didn't think it was a problem, since it was only Midrabanan. And that was his mistake. Sharei Amra Torah, Vel Isha Benida Tumaso Lo Tikrav. An Isha Nida, in her Tumah, she should not come close. So this is true when it comes from the Torah. And Midrabanan, he wasn't careful enough, and therefore, that also was considered to be an infraction, which caused him his life. And therefore, until a woman goes into the mikvah after seeing and having then the seven nikim, only then is she permissible to her husband. Ki osir avdimi omar mita chadoi havoi. Chada havoi. There was another interpretation of this maisa that Rav Dimi explained that it was one bed that they slept on, and it was a large enough bed, which he didn't have physical contact with her. The Ma'arava Omre, in the west, in Eretz Yisrael, they said, Omre Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef Sinar Mafsig Beino Leveino, that she was wearing a Sinar, some sort of apron that was covering her waist down, and that was when he was in bed together with her, she had this covering. Al Kolponim, the Torah says over here in the name of Eliyahu HaNavi that this was the infraction that caused his life. Says the Gemara, bringing a new Mishnah, Ve'elu min ha'halochos she'amru ba'aliyas Hananya ben Chizkiyo ben Goroin she'olu levakroi. These are the halachos that we're going to teach, that were taught with Hananya ben Chizkiyo ben Goroin, that they came to then visit Nimnu v'rabu b'shamay al beis Hillel. They took a vote and b'shamay outnumbered beis Hillel. V'shmoinasar dvorim gozru bo bayom. And there were 18 enactments that were taught on that day. Says the Gemara, Amar le Abaye l'Rav Yosef, Eilu tnan, oy ve'eilu tnan. Is it these that were taught, or is it and these that were taught? Explains the Gemara. Ve'elu tnan hani da'amoron. Are these that are included in the 18 halachos that were taught in this Mishnah, including the previous two halachos that were taught in the Mishnah? After all, it says in the previous Mishnah, it says, lo yifane, lo yifale es kelov, ve'lo yikra lo'or haner. Does it refer to that? When it says, Lo yifale es kelov, you shall not check your begadim for lice, v'lo yikro, and you shall not read la'or haner. Does it include those two halachos from the previous Mishnah? Oy elu tnan, de ba'in and lamemer kamon. Or does it refer to these that it's taught, referring to then the subsequent Mishnah? Says the Gemara Toshma, bringing in the following proof. It says in the Braisa, Ein poilin lo or haner, ve'en karin lo or haner. One cannot check his garments for lice lo or haner. Again, shemi yate, maybe he will then cause the oil to then be, tilt the oil towards the wick, and then that would be an iser diaraisa of havara, of kindling a flame on Shabbos. So therefore, he's not even able to check his garments next to a flame on Shabbos. Or similarly, it says, another halacha, one cannot read midrabanan next to Or Haner, Shemayate. And so it says both things in the Braisa, and it adds, Ve'elu min ha'alachos, she'amru ba'aliyas Hananya ben Chizkiyo ben Goroin. And these are of the halachos that were taught by Hananya ben Chizkiyo ben Goroin in his attic. Shmamina, therefore, can derive ve'elu tnan shmamina. Therefore, the kavana was ve'elu tnan, and these that were taught, these 18 that were including also the previous, were included in these 18 the previous two halachos. Says the Gemara, Tan Rabbanan, bringing a braisa, Mikosov Megillas Tainis. Who wrote Megillas Tainis? Megillas Tainis was, first of all, it was written in a Megillah, even though it was during the time when Torah Sheba'al Peh was not written, but the Megillas Tainis had all of the occasions that Kesh Baruch Hu brought Nisim on Klal Yisrael, and they're written down in the Megillas Tainis. During these days, then we were not allowed to fast, and therefore they're called Megillas Tainis, in order to commemorate these great miracles, these great nisim that took place on behalf of Klal Yisrael. Amru, they said, Chananya ben Chizki v'siyatoi, shohoyu mechabvin es atzorois. He was the one who wrote them together with his colleagues, because they were mechabvin es hatzorois. They cherished the tzorois, the difficult, the painful yesurim. What does that mean, that they cherish such things, the tzoros? Let's take a look at Rashi. Mechavin es hatzoros, says Rashi, Dibra maschir shenigalin mehen, that they were redeemed from those tzoros. Vehaneis chaviv alehem, lehazkiru l'shabcho shenakash boruchu. And the miracles were cherished. As a result of these difficult, these painful experiences, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu ultimately then took them out, they cherished the nisim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did to then take them out of those experiences, and therefore to be mazkir and mishabech HaKadosh Baruch Hu for them. That's the kavana of mechavin es hatzoros. They took those painful experiences, and when HaKadosh Baruch Hu took them out, it was then an ability to then appreciate the nisim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did on their behalf. The koisvin yemei hanes la'asoysen yomtif. They wrote these days of miracles to make a yomtif, a day of rejoicing. Kegon olin eilin yomin deloy lisa'ano behoin v'chulei. Like it says that these days, you cannot fast on these days. These are the days that are written in Megillas Tainis. So back to the Gemara. The Gemara says that he was, together with his comrades, the ones who were mechamis hatzoros, who wrote the Megillas Tainis. Omar Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, af anu mechavines hatzoros. We also cherish the tzoros. Ava manase shim bonu lichtoiv ein anu maspikin. But there are so many troubles that we experience, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu had redeemed us from all of these troubles, we wouldn't have enough days to be able to then celebrate. We don't be able to then celebrate so much. Dover acher, ein shoyte nifga. A fool, an imbecile, is not nifga. He doesn't feel the pain. He has doesn't have the sensations and the sensitivity that a regular person has. And therefore, we also were overwhelmed with all the tzoros that HaKadosh Baruch Hu then saved us from. We wouldn't have the sensitivity either to then properly celebrate. Dover acher, ein bosar hames margish beizmel. A bosar of mace doesn't feel the ismel, doesn't feel the knife. Also, because when the basar loses its sensitivity, when doesn't have the nerve endings, and a knife were to cut onto it, the person doesn't feel it, and therefore so too over here, we wouldn't feel all of the great miracles that HaKadosh Baruch Hu performed for us. V'omar Rav Yitzchok, the Gemara asks on this last point of ein basar hames margish beizmel. He teaches that the rima, the worms, are difficult for a dead body, just like the needle onto a flesh of a living person. That means that a person who is dead does feel the holes that are poked to him when the Rima, when the worm is going inside of his skin. Shenemar says, Ach besoroi alov yichov. Even his basar, his flesh, feels the pain on itself. V'nafsho alov te'ovil. And his soul on himself also mourns. By the way, we saw in Brachos, Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis, the Gemara brings a discussion over there about two people, two brothers who were walking, and they were in pain because they forgot their learning. So one says to the other brother, do you think our father, who has been deceased, do you think that he feels our pain? So one says to the other, certainly not. And he brings a pasuk. But the other one says back, certainly he does. And he brings this pasuk. Ach besoro alav yichov, v'nafsha alav te'ovil. And he brings a statement, kosher rimo lameis kemachat bebosar achai, just like a living flesh feels a needle in its flesh, so too the dead person feels the worm entering its skin, its flesh. To which the Gemara then rejects that and says, maybe he only feels his own pain, but who says he feels the pain of others? Al Kalpanim, here the Gemara is asking that indeed the dead person does feel the pain of his body. Eima, ein boser hames shebechai margish beizmo. You have to say what the Kavanah over here was, that a person who is alive, who has dead flesh, that lost its nerve endings, that doesn't feel the cut of a knife. Says the Gemara, Amrav Yehuda Marav Biram, in truth, Zochor Oisoi Ha'ish Latoiv, that man should be remembered for good. V'Chananya ben Chizkiah Shimon, his name was Chananya ben Chizkiah. Shilmolehu Nignaz Sefer Yechezkel. If it wasn't for him, the Sefer of Yechezkel would have been buried. Why? Shehayu Dvorav Soisrin Divrei Torah. Because there was words in Divrei Yechezkel, in the Sefer, that seems to contradict the Torah. For example, it says that a nevela and a trefa cannot be eaten by the Kohanim. To which a person can make the inference, Kohanim cannot eat the nevela and trefa, but a Yisrael could eat nevela and trefa. So therefore, ma'asa, what did he do? Heluloi gimel meos garbe shemen. He brought up 300 flasks of oil to cause an illumination of light with a lamp and also allow him to eat with the shemen. V'yoshev ba'aliyah v'darshan. And he sat in the attic and he made the following drasha to answer, for example, this, what seemed to be a contradiction in Sefer Yechezkel to the Torah. He said, no, it's talking over there that just like when it comes to the Kohanim, when they make Malika on the Chata Sa'oif, there the Nevela is something that is permissible to the Kohanim. So therefore he emphasized in Sefer Yechezkel that the Kohanim cannot eat Nevela v'trefa, but not to make the wrong inference and say a Yisrael could eat the Nevela and trefa.